Cuba y Puerto Rico son en pájaro las dos alas. Cuba y Puerto Rico son de un pájaro las dos alas.
Greetings, Radio Havana, Cuba listeners. The month of September has several important dates to highlight. This year, we commemorate the 61st anniversary of the first Declaration of Havana. This was the response of the government of Cuba to the document issued at the 7th consultative meeting of foreign ministers of the Organization of American States, held on August the 2nd of that year in San Jose, Costa Rica. That document implicitly warned Cuba to submit to the discipline of the Inter-American system and the charter of the OAS, leaving the door open to future sanctions. Fidel Castro and Cuba's foreign minister, Raúl Roa Garcia, denounced the attacks, the fallacies, and manipulations of the United States and its allies against the Caribbean island. The first Declaration of Havana categorically condemned the atrocities and crimes of the U.S. imperialism and proclaimed the right of the oppressed to fight to realize economic, political, and social demands and to decide their own destiny. 1 million Cubans gathered in the National General Assembly in the José Martí Plaza de la Revolución approved it in its entirety under the gaze of the apostle of Cuban independence. The first Declaration of Havana became on the pillars of Cuban policy from 1960 until our time. And the principles laid out in the document remain current 61 years after being pronounced before the Cuban people by Fidel Castro. On the 11th of this month, with years between, came the sorrowful facts that filled the world with pain and blood and sowed terror throughout the world. The fascist coup against the constitutional president of Chile, Salvador Allende, as well as the terrorist attack of the Twin Towers in the city of New York in the United States. The military coup against Allende in Chile set off a series of military coups in the South American continent that strew death in the national territory of Uruguay, Argentina and Peru, in particular, and led to the disappearance of many of its children. It was the implementation of the sinister Condor Plan of the U.S. Empire to prevent the rise and development of governments responsible to their peoples in the region, designed to ensure the riches of those lands for its own benefit and that of local national oligarchies. The attack of the World Trade Towers, questioned on various fronts as to whether they were really carried out by foreign terrorists of Arab origin with the intention of causing damage to the United States, had the immediate effect of escalating the warlike policies of the U.S. empire, whose president proclaimed that those who are not with us are against us. Iraq and Libya were the first victims. The horrendous crimes committed by the empire on those nations have no name but crime. Genocide. It was, once again, a war of plunder. On the basis of lies, in the name of liberty, democracy, and human rights, it saw the rule of death and destruction in nations that, until then, were independent and sovereign, imposing upon both a regime of intervention, a protectorate that lasts to this day. September the 23 is a date of the greatest importance in Puerto Rico. It marks the date of the 151st anniversary of the first declaration of independence of Puerto Rican nation in Lares, and the 14th anniversary of the assassination of Filiberto Ojeda Ríos, one crime among many committed by the United States Empire in Puerto Rico. On that day in 2005, Filiberto, the dear friend, colleague, the tireless, the incorruptible fighter for the independence of his homeland, transcended to immortality. Filiberto Ojeda Ríos lives.
Puerto Rico, a la que cayó al mar, que no pudo volar, yo te invito a mi vuelo y buscamos juntos el mismo cielo.
This was Rosa Meneses Albizu Campos who spoke to you, because Cuba and Puerto Rico are the two wings of the same bird.
Cuba y Puerto Rico son de un pájaro, las dos alas. Cuba y Puerto Rico son de un pájaro, las dos alas.